Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
All right, Mr. President, here's your speech. And I've already highlighted the least okay to address the housing market. I've already informed them there will be no questions. So thank you for raising that. Good luck, Mr. President. Thank you, sir.
My fellow Americans, today we are facing unprecedented challenges, things we've never faced before as a country, thanks to the rockets. Thanks to the rockets, gang gang. It is my duty as your president to grab her by the pussycat, meow, Just grab her by the pussycat, meow, To be there for our people. And that includes holding leaders to a higher standard. Man, Epstein sure knows how to party. Thanks to the rockets. Gang, gang. Thanks to the rockets. Man, Epstein sure knows how to party. And in light of the global economic instability that we've been facing, inflation, so good. Inflation has been so bad, in fact. So remember, folks, to keep America in your heart, gang, gang. Thanks to the rockets. And never forget, sorry about the housing market, that I, as your president, will never let you down. Thank you.
Bottom of the barrel, bottom of the barrel, the barrel is only small.
Yes. I'll take all responsibility if we're not actually reporting.
Bob 164.
Welcome back to the political podcast that you guys all know and love. Every week, we have a different hot take on politics, and that is what we do here at Bob. Bob stands for Business on the Building, and that's what we are here for.
I was wondering where that was going to go. That's good.
My co-anchor.
Thank you.
Wesley Barker.
Thank you. I'm dressed like a Mormon, but that's all right.
The only reason you assume you're a Mormon is so you look like a Mormon.
Oh, that's what it is.
Yeah. But you do, actually. Holy shit.
Yeah, I do. Holy I feel like fuck. I'm knocking on doors. I feel like I came directly from the Book of Mormon after party. I went and watched it, and then
that's a wild one.
Yeah.
That's just hundreds of people soaking. Oh,
have you seen it, Book of Mormon, before? Have you ever watched
No.
It's fucking awesome.
Is it good?
I've seen it twice.
Yeah?
It's so good. I'll see it anytime anyone wants to go.
You really pitched me on this, eh?
I love it.
Do you have a pamphlet?
Yeah, and the religion's great too.
Hey, today we got Artie in the cut. Yeah. Hey, special guest Artie. So what's up, Artie?
What's that?
There he goes.
We keep cutting him off.
If you guys are enjoyers of the podcast, you'll know that Artie was our third man here, but Artie still edits absolutely everything we put out. So all the clips, if you're an enjoyer of the clips, let us know in the comments. Tag a friend you might share that with.
Right out of the gate, let's start right out of the gate with a question. Okay,
all right, let's go.
Artie's perfect for this one.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Artie, without getting too personal,
we got this too.
Oh yeah. We'll bring that up a second.
In a sec. Sorry to cut you off.
Okay. I was thinking about this the other day. Now, Artie, this doesn't really work for Chris, but remember your last job, right? Don't even think about this job. Remember your last job. Think about how much money you got paid at that job, all right? Yeah. Would you rather have worked half as much for twice the pay or work the same number of hours every week but got double? No. Does that make sense?
I'm confused.
No, half as much for the same pay.
Half it.
Would you do half as much work for the same amount of money or twice as much work for twice the amount of money? I don't know.
I wrote it down because I read it in a thing and I was like, this seems interesting.
Yeah, I was having a hard time keeping up with that question.
Yeah.
Like halfway through the question, I was like, holy.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, no. You work half as much for the same pay.
Yeah.
Or you get double the pay, for but you put in the, like
the same, regular
this regular full week.
Right.
So say you made $1,000 a week, right?
Yeah.
So like instead of working 40 hours, you could work 20, right? Or we're going to pay you
$2,000,
but you got to work the whole week again. Would you rather have, you're like, I like how much money I'm making. I just want to work half as often. Or you're like, fuck it. I'll work the same, but double me up.
Yeah, I'll work the same.
Yeah?
Double me up, yeah.
Man, I wonder where the cutoff is because at some point, I mean, I would be like, fuck.
Yeah, between 50 and 100 million, you're like.
Well, no, but like I remember when I worked for the city of Surrey, I was making $53,000 a year.
Yeah.
Okay. And I was living on that. It was fine.
106 is crazy from 53.
Well, it's crazy.
It's crazy like hype.
But imagine they're like.
The same amount of work.
Imagine they're like, you only have to come in 2 days a week instead of five, or two and a half, you know what I mean? If I only have to work 20 hours, I get the same money I'm already living on. I can just fuck off. I don't know.
What would you do with all that free time
then? Yeah, I'm lucky. I like my work. So,
I don't know.
Like, if I
like, I guess that's the thing, right?
Yeah, it depends the job for sure, though.
But also, like,
if you're only making like 30 grand, you want to double up for sure.
Yeah.
But if you're making like 70
what
grand,
what are you doing with all this extra time? That's the question.
Live
dude.
Your life.
What are you doing? What do you mean, live your life? What are you on an island?
No.
What's going on?
I don't know. I think I would just, I don't know what you do. Maybe go shoot hoops at the park.
You probably find something akin to work.
That's probably true.
You fucking idiot.
All right.
Well, I thought it was interesting. I thought
it was a great
more diverse answer.
It is a life, yeah. Okay. Definitely, like, yeah.
What about you? What would you? You want double the money right now?
Dude, you know what I would do? I would drop an acid tab.
Yeah.
First thing.
First thing, then decide?
Drop an acid tab. See where it takes me.
Uh-huh.
Wherever my spirit animal leads me, that's the path I'll probably ignore. Just to throw my spirit animal off, because if he's really my spirit animal, he would know I did that.
Yes.
He would knew that ahead of time, right?
Yeah.
So we're testing out, is this really my spirit animal?
Yeah.
And the answer is...
If it is, he knows.
That's right.
Then he'll take you.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree.
Bring it up. Pull it up.
We're happy to announce we have the vibrator races back in rotation.
Goddamn.
Fuck yeah. Feels good.
I forgot about that. Yeah.
Highly anticipated and requested return of the vibrator races.
I gotta say, you were always pretty angry.
Yeah.
About it. You were sour. You were salty about it for a while. Every time I brought it up, you like hit a higher octave.
Because it's a great thing. It's fun.
There it is.
It's the best. It's an awesome idea.
Yeah, come on.
Come on. It's so fun. Racing vibrators. I had to go to the sex shop today to buy these new vibrators.
Yeah. I know, and I FaceTimed you.
The lady was not excited that I was there because she was not interested in speaking English.
Oh.
Right? So I had to get two of the same vibrators from a woman that didn't understand why I wanted them. Right? Because she was trying to tell me to get different ones. Because why would you ever buy two of the same?
Yeah, she's like, she's not going to like this. Yeah, why are you getting
one like
this?
This is good, no, but also get this other one.
Yeah.
And then this one's like, better for you. For and I'm like, it's not for you. Yeah, then you FaceTime, you didn't help. You're like, get me a big black one. And I'm like, and she understood that, obviously.
I did say that.
And I was like, they're pretty expensive.
That's so funny. Because I knew you didn't have your headphones in.
It was awful.
And you were on FaceTime. You're like, yeah, this is Wes. Yeah, I'm in a sex store. And I'm like, you're in the what? I'm in the sex store. Oh, can you get me a giant black one? Like a big vibrating. He's like, you're like, yeah, man, we'll do.
Pretty expensive.
Yeah.
I was literally just looked at one. I just looked at this huge monster.
That's so funny. I was hoping someone around you was there.
Hundreds of dollars, man.
They are.
For a little, even little vibes are like $60, those little ones.
Yeah, they really got to drop prices on those, I feel. Yeah, that is a problem.
I mean, I know they can take a beating. I've heard they can take a beating, some of them, right?
Yeah.
You gotta.
What do you mean by that?
I think that's what the women, they just fucking.
That's what they do to them?
I think that's what they do. They just, is that the motion? think. Huh. I don't know.
Listen in the comments.
So what are we racing?
Tag a friend.
Should we race one of these? Should we race one of these bad boys?
We do, but we have to find, like, what's the, because we talked a little bit about this, but what is the criteria for wanting to race these?
Mm. Right. Definitely settling arguments and debates. Maybe.
That's a great one.
That's a good way to start it, you know?
Yeah. Give us one. What's, it's got to be something legitimate, though, that we'll disagree
up
today, on.
Then it'll come up. It'll be there for later.
All right.
It'll be well
racing. We used to take people's comments, right? You used to do this. So you take people's comments.
Yeah.
What'd you do?
And if they...
Your favorite comment, if you pinned it...
If they won the race, I would pin them on the next video.
So let's do that.
It's super fun, but we don't always record. We sometimes record two in one time.
So we do that, yeah.
So we could probably do it...
Twice a month.
Yeah. We could do it on the second pods. We could do it.
I mean, we could also do it and just make up a name. They wouldn't know.
That's true.
Right? They're just going to be like, what? That's and then I'll make an account with that name. Yeah. And we'll just pin that account. If... Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah. So it's like, it'd be like at definitely real subscriber, not just Chris.
But also leave this in.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah. I don't know. We have to figure out how to use it.
Do we have comments from last week that we could pin?
It would have been 2 weeks ago because we did one. That's what I mean.
Oh, shit.
It's always going to be tricky.
That is going to be tricky.
Because we're not a weekly, we're an every second week guy.
Yeah.
Because we're too regular.
Yeah, I don't know then. I don't know. I think maybe just an argument. Yeah. Maybe we'll just do it for fun. Should we have just a fun one? I'll go one color. You go the other color.
I just want to see if it works.
Let's do it. That's what we're doing right now.
Loser takes a shot.
Yep.
Winner gets to also take a shot.
Pull them out of your ass.
All right, here we go.
All right, you want they're pink and blue.
These are fucking 10 speeds, boys. I'm only gonna go on the first layer. All right.
Here we go. Ooh. Jeez, I felt that. Oh my god. Well, you gotta hold it though. Jesus Christ, this is exciting.
This is epic.
Let's go, pink baby.
Come on. They're bumping. We got a little break up.
That's pretty.
Thing in the middle.
Dude, that's pretty sick.
I think it looks good.
Holy.
And see, once they get out of their lanes, then they can fight with each other. Then they got to get back in
their lanes. Mine's going. Yeah, let's go.
Come on, blue.
Let's go, pink.
Come on, blue.
Let's go, pink.
Come on, blue. Come on, blue. First one off the edge.
Oh, no, dude. I got the roll. Oh, I got the friendly roll. I got the friendly roll.
Spin. Mine's down there. Spin. Blue.
Mine's coming back. What are you doing?
Oh, that hairpin turn hangs everybody up.
No,
son of a bitch.
Oh, that was the most fun I've ever had in my life, dude. That was so thrilling. That's a good race. I love this.
I'm actually one of the world's foremost vibrator course designers.
You know what? You have proof. He has receipts, dude. He has the videos. He's been doing this for years.
Years.
Then we saw it on TikTok. Remember? What? We saw a bunch of people doing it on TikTok.
Well, because I'd already had it out.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I was the OG.
But that's what I'm saying.
I know.
People copied you.
Those.
I'm a fucking idea man.
Yeah.
Doesn't really result in money, but it results in pleasure.
Yeah, Wes is just like, here's an idea. Pickles, but dry.
And they're chips.
You know? Chips. Yeah. We're just like, that's an idea. He's like, I'm an idea man.
Okay, Chris, you want to go to shoot something?
It's been there for months.
Is
my beer already done? I was like, Jesus Christ. I poured it in here. I was like, I don't even remember taking a sip. Who am I, Wes?
That was nice.
Am I Wes?
What?
I don't want to bring it up.
Don't bring it up, man. What happened?
I don't want to bring it up. I wanted to bring it up for a second. I'll bring it up. You're probably wondering why we're dressed like this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I shouldn't have brought it up. God damn it.
No, we already talked about it.
We can cut it. No, we filmed a skit.
Yeah, you should watch it. It's up now, obviously.
Yeah, you've seen it.
You've already seen it. It's at probably 10 million views.
Holy shit, already?
10 million.
That's pretty good.
Not bad.
Jesus, congrats. Hell yeah.
That's sick. Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah. This will be true.
Okay.
This, what just happened?
Oh, Barrel Pod on TikTok.
Barrel Pod on TikTok?
Add Barrel Pod.
Yeah.
We had to start a new one.
We definitely wanted. Really? We definitely only shouted that out on the Patreon last time.
So now we have 100 people on the thing, but that's it. So you guys all know.
Do we have 100?
Well, we probably
we're
gonna
up
have
to 100 already. That's pretty good
because everyone on Patreon,
nice, dude.
I didn't even know we had a new TikTok account.
Oh, we didn't even tell Artie. Yeah. Oh shit, we shut down the other one because you were shadow banned.
It was really? Shadow. Yeah.
Oh, big time.
Big time.
Since the UFO videos.
Nope. No, definitely not that. Definitely.
I don't know, no one's ever so eagerly deleted 10,000 followers and 2 million likes before.
Yeah, it was insane. Like, went from thousands of views to like literally like 100 views a video for 30 videos in a row. You're like, wait a second.
Yeah, it didn't make any sense.
Yeah. We did get flagged on a lot of things.
Yeah, community violations for lots of stuff.
Yeah, okay. They're easy to offend, though.
Yeah.
The Chinese.
Yeah. The real C word, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, no, but they're government.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. The Chinese government is easy to offend. If you're Chinese,
yeah,
is a... Who was it? Who
North
was
Korea?
It told me this. I forget who told me this.
North Korea told you this.
But like, yeah, it's you have to like check everything in. It's very, I mean, it's obviously communist.
I want to, China's got so much dope stuff. I want to go one time.
Yeah.
But they're really ruining it with TikTok. They're making it less cool.
Hmm. You should dress like that and go to China.
They'll never suspect me.
Just tell them I'm on a business trip.
Do you think if I went to the CIA,
I'm on a business
dressed trip. Like this, they would just pay me eventually?
Yeah, it depends if you're inside or outside the building.
Yeah, I just want to go and just be like, give me a job, man.
I would. I'd hire you.
Give me a job.
Dude, I'd hire you way before me.
Yeah.
I look disheveled. I have tattoos.
I got it all sorted.
Yeah. Hire me. You do look like you have it all sorted.
Good. I look like a guy who is saving for retirement. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
No?
Yeah. Frugal. Happy. But also a guy who like...
collects fingernails.
Yeah, after work, literally spends most of the evening in a bush.
Yeah.
I Google
search women. That's just my Google search.
Yeah. Yeah.
No other caveats. Just...
Yeah. You type in porn, ? To see where it's at on the internet. He's on the dark web with binoculars. That's what he's doing.
Yeah. Feels right.
Yeah. Yeah, you're definitely dressed like a guy who likes it rough.
Mm-hmm.
Just a guy who likes it rough. Yeah.
Yeah.
He just wants to get fucking pounded.
Yeah.
That's what it looks like.
Dude, the
like at night, not during the day.
No, during the day, straight lace.
Yeah.
That's what the lady at the sex shop, she was trying to drag me over to the other side. That sex shop here is like, the right side is all the bondage equipment stuff.
Yeah, that's what a guy like you is into.
She kept being 100%. Like... right over here.
Yeah.
This is for you.
That's so true. A guy like me, you're like, oh, he's probably like, I'm like, no, missionary only.
Yeah.
Ew to everything else. Yeah. You're gross.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't spread your cheeks too much. I don't want to smell butthole.
Right.
That's disgusting.
I'm going to underpromise, overdeliver. You're doing the other way around.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're running to you and then they go, oh, what the hell is that? That's boring.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
I can see it. I'm into that.
And you're like, fucking economy ride to Thailand.
Yeah.
And fucking live there for as long as I can.
I was just thinking, I'm like, I think, I don't know if, as close as I am with all my friends, I don't really have any friends that have told me about their crazy sex lives too much. Most everybody I talk to sounds like they're pretty basic. Like, I don't have one friend that's like, actually, I know I do have the one friend that likes getting peed on. That's true. Never mind. Take it all back.
What's his name?
What's his name?
Or her.
Full name? Oh, no, it's just an old buddy from high school. But he mentioned it casually in conversation one time.
During high school?
No, from high school.
Oh, I was going to say he's ahead of his time.
Yeah, he mentioned we were about 25. He's like, you know, I just come home and I just like lie down in the tub and she just gets over top of me and pees on me. And I'm like, oh. That's the only time in my whole adult life that a friend of mine dropped one on me that I wasn't ready for. Because everything else, all my friends are pretty basic, I guess, including myself. Like,
what about like the?
Yeah, I
like. Are they trying to like get it on the tongue?
No, it's just nice, you know.
Yeah, but is it like ew only on my belly?
Mm.
Or
I don't know. Call him
or fill me up. You know, I don't know.
I just call Nick. Nick, right?
He was my brother Nick. Yeah.
It was Nick actually.
I wonder what my brother's into.
Yeah, he's like he likes to dress up in a clown.
Mm-hmm.
He likes the clown face.
Yeah.
And put like a bullseye around him,
mm-hmm.
and then and pretend he's like a fair ride, and you just pee into the back of his mouth and fill up a balloon on the top of his head.
that's what it is.
That's his favorite thing.
What kind of mind do you have to come up with that? I love that. You're twisted, dude. That's great.
Yeah. Well, look, this is a guy like this is what he would like be into. True. Guy like Nick.
Yeah.
Speaking of Nick, let's do Bob Talk.
Mm. Hey, my brother keeps getting drunk and threatening to call, and he never does.
And clap it in.
Clap it.
Here we go. Artie, this is for you.
Whether you're happy or you're broken, it's time to crack one open. Call 844 Bob Talk.
Yeah, it's nice that we can be like, hey, Artie, can you cut this out? And then he can be like, yeah. We're like, oh, shit. Do you want to hear
Patterson?
8 straight phone calls from your brother?
No. He didn't call, did he? He said he's going to call, but yeah, you fucking guys, you sons of bitches.
There is a wolf who seems intent on the goings here. He does not seem inclined to be a nuisance, however, aside from Cisco has been my only company. He has appeared each afternoon for the past 2 days. He has milky white socks.
This is from Dancing with Wolves.
If he comes calling tomorrow, I will call him 2 socks. From Second to None Headquarters, Alberta. Out.
From Second to None Headquarters, Alberta.
Yeah.
Out.
Yo, my brother's got the sign in his shop. He's got the tattoo on his foot for Second to None. And then he quoted this because we got an argument like a month ago about Tatanka. And I said it's from...
Oh, because of the podcast?
Because of the podcast. So then he calls and quotes the fucking a journal entry from Kevin Costner in Dances with Wolves. What a fucking beauty. That's hilarious.
What was the argument?
You said something about Tatanka and you said it was like a wrestler. And I said, that's how they say Buffalo in Dances with Wolves.
Was it?
Well, we're both right, apparently.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But Nick was like, what's Chris talking about? You're right.
Oh, he doesn't know who Tatanka is?
Nick does, yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's amazing.
Yeah, if we could get to the bottom of a knife sharpener in your kitchen, there is a fine side and a coarse side. Who uses the coarse side on a knife sharpener? I'm going with neither of you know what a knife sharpener is, let alone a kitchen.
Sounded like he,
good one.
Sounded like he was reading that off a script.
You really got us on that one, Nick. Fuck, dude. I don't even know. Jesus Christ. How do you even respond to that?
Oh, Nick, you don't need a knife.
That was
need
a sick
to,
burn.
You don't need a knife to kill yourself, buddy.
God damn. Let's play the next one. I love you, Nick.
How much wood would a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood? Woodchuck could chuck wood. Woodchuck could chuck wood. How much wood would a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood? Woodchuck could chuck, wood. I got diamonds on my shoes. I got a temper like a fuse. I'm on good in the woods, stealing money, Robin Hood. You need to stop and listen. Work that, buddy. Go twist it. Stop and listen.
Oh, man. What? What is that from?
Oh, I don't know. It's hilarious. I think you just freestyled that off the dome.
That was a freestyle.
I think it was off the dome.
Oh, I'm putting some music to that bad, but I'm going to put a beat underneath that.
That was so good.
So hang on. Did you listen to these before?
No, I listened like one. I was like, oh, they're all from him.
That's fucking wild.
Yeah.
Keep them coming. And everybody else, please call in because we don't need them all from Nick.
Yeah, Nick. Okay, Nick, just so you know, could be on like a Canadian version of The Office. I could see him on a Canadian version of The Office.
Yeah. Oh,
but
yeah.
Except The Office, it's like wheat fields and farms.
Yeah.
Right? And they sell.
Yeah. Tractors, combines.
Tractors. That's right. And he's a tractor
mixers.
Salesman.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
God, I would love to work with you, Nick. All right. Hilarious. Keep going.
Yes, Second and Nine Headquarters, Alberta, reporting in. When's the Bob Talk coming out here to do a Bob Talk and get to the bottom of it? Like, how long does it take for a Chinook to come in and go? And how many monkeys are actually in the barrel? How many monkeys are actually in the barrel?
How many beers has Nick had, do you think?
Before, he's probably about 6 in at this point. I'd
yeah?
Say. Yeah.
Do you think this is like, this might be during a blackout time?
No, he doesn't black out.
No?
No.
I feel like that's like next day you'd be like, did I fucking call them 8 times?
I black out. Nick throws up.
Nick throws up?
Yeah.
But stays lucid.
Yeah. He remember it all.
That's terrifying.
Yeah. But that's why he'll purge sometimes and be like, oh, that's too many drinks for me. I got to go to bed. Oh. My body doesn't throw up. So I just keep drinking. And then I'm like, I deleted 9 hours.
Whoa.
And I like, yeah.
You time traveled.
You can time travel. You can teleport.
That's a crazy power.
That.
You, 3 more?
Oh, fucking okay.
Give her. Keep going or let's go, save some? Or?
Let's go, Nick.
All right, let's go.
It's the Nick hour.
Yes. I'd like to know, how do they get the caramel inside the caramel bar? Okay.
I love how hard he's committing to these.
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't know that we know it's him.
He must know.
On that one?
Maybe not.
He doesn't know the numbers show up.
Can you bring up a photo of my brother's face just to put up here?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah. We'll have that the whole time.
Okay. Good.
We'll put that there every time he talks.
Good.
Maybe
if you know what he looks like, this makes more sense.
We got a few weeks out of this. Maybe we even give him like a Terrence and Phillip mouth. Yeah. Do wait. We can probably get AI to do that.
Probably.
AI does it. Funny. Yeah. We'll do it. We'll figure it out.
So funny.
Probably won't do it, but we'll figure it out.
You know, in your intro to the 1-844 Bob Talk, as a avid listener of Bottom of the Barrel, keep it short, keep it under 30 seconds, I think was written on the bathroom walls about Wes. Take care, everybody. Have a great day.
That was about my sex life?
I think so.
Son of a bitch.
This was all in the same day, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
He says, have a great day. It was all the same day. Single...
Does he have a date? What day was that? I don't know what he's up to.
This was the 25th of November, so we haven't... 25th of November, yeah. It was a couple days ago.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Well, week or two ago.
Saturday. What was he doing on Saturday? That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm feeling the love for my brother, that's for sure.
Yeah, a few more here.
I am but a man who drinks Guinness. I am but a man who loves an avocado. Avocado!
Jesus Christ.
Dude, I would have played one of these per week forever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where...
You know what? Nick, keep calling in.
Yeah.
Drop these gems on us. And
that's some life advice, that last one.
It'll be our new segment.
Yeah, so can you get to the bottom of Guinness being brewed in Ireland for Canada, please? The second to none headquarters, Alberta, out.
That's a good question.
God damn it. God damn it, Nick.
I'll take that question for a second and we'll run with that.
Fuck that question, dude. Yo, go follow Nick on TikTok. That's what we need to do.
But what is the deal? Why does Guinness taste different in Canada? They must be brewed differently. You don't want to know these answers.
It's fucking so boring, dude. It. I'm so bored with you right now.
He had another question.
The barrel contains 13 monkeys but can hold 24. There you go.
Oh, boom. Fuck yeah,
fuck
dude.
Yeah.
Already answered the question. 13 is the answer.
13.
No, 24.
Right.
Yeah.
But they're just cheaping you out, so they skip on 11 of them.
Yeah. So a baker's dozen.
Yep.
All right.
Holy shit. Well, that's quite the segment. Segment.
That was a nice segment. It was a segment of your imagination.
Oh, man. Right on. There we go.
Yeah, wraps it up.
Yep. Feels good.
Yeah. It was a good one. That was a good. Can't be mad at that.
An avocado.
They just kept getting better and better. It was just.
Nick's a beauty.
Yeah.
That was it was highly entertaining. Nick, if you ever feel like talking, just don't call me. Call Bob Talk and just let her rip. We will give you a platform.
He's like, I got to keep it under 30 seconds, so I'll just call eight times because I have 3 minutes of things to say.
I'd love it if he thought, like, it was anonymous.
Yeah.
And then he's just, like, dropping N-bombs or something. Fuck, Nick. He's just living his multiple personalities.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Damn, we have so many things in order not to talk to each other. It's pretty fun.
Yeah, we're just trying to get through them all.
Oh, what's this?
Bad jokes.
What is that even?
Just bad jokes.
What? We put that up there?
Yeah, this was one of your ideas.
What was it? It had to been great.
I must have been like dad jokes or street jokes or something. I think that's what it was.
That's bad.
That's what it says. We could change it.
What does a baby computer call its father?
Hold on. Hard drive, daddy.
Drive me hard, daddy.
Data.
Oh, that's good. That's way better than mine.
Yeah.
Mine sucked.
Yeah, see, bad jokes are fun.
Okay, you go.
Guy's walking down the street carrying a sack. A guy says, what's in your sack? He says, chickens. And he says, can I have one? And the guy's like, no. He's like, how about if I guess how many there are? Then can I have one? The guy goes, if you guess how many there are, I'll give you both of them.
Nice. So how many were there?
Thanks for the rockets.
Got you there. Oh, got you on that one.
You got me good there. So, we're going, I was supposed to go to Iceland for Christmas, or not Christmas, for New Year's. And apparently you can't go to Iceland right now.
The volcano.
Yeah. They told everyone to leave Iceland.
Yeah. Pull it up. Pull up a volcano in Iceland. See what that looks like.
So,
Is it just a volcano filled with ice?
I get, maybe.
It's just an ice cano?
But then, because it's like seismic activity, so they like evacuated areas. But then what do you do? Like, do you just keep it evacuated until it blows?
Those are all the eruptions?
I guess.
Whoa, that's all of Iceland.
Yeah.
Wasn't there an eruption?
A couple years ago, right?
No, like long time ago, 40, 50 years ago or whatever.
Sure.
In the 80s, I think, and it like fucked up our whole ecosystem.
Oh,
and,
I don't know, man.
Can you look at volcano ash disaster?
Isn't it fucking crazy that we live in a world with like super volcanoes that could erupt at any moment and we just don't care about it? We're just like, oh, whatever, it's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, 1980s eruption. That's Mount St. Helens, I guess.
1980s, was it?
Mexico volcano. I don't know.
I don't know.
Because like, I know the Mount St. Helens one was really fucked around northern.
Anyways, it
apparently. Oh, I think that's. Washington. I just read that.
Mount yeah, it apparently Helens. Brought upon a plague of death. Yeah, there you go. 1980. In BC, there you go.
Yeah, it's like very close from where I'm from.
Damn.
They used to always talk about it. It's weird, man. Like, I feel like it's. Because, like, there are like, all of Yellowstone is like a.
Dude.
Apparently, Yellowstone is a super volcano.
Right.
Like.
Is that a conspiracy?
No, like, that's just what it is, apparently. And apparently it could erupt at some point, and it would fuck everything. But we just, like, go, like, ah, it's fine. I guess how else are you supposed to live? But it's weird, all these natural disasters we just live around, and we go, ah, it's fine. It's supposed to be, like...
It's fine, though.
Yeah, it's fine. Like, every time there's an earthquake, for the next, like, week, I'm like, that's nuts. And then I never think about it again. Not even a week, 2 days. I go, that's fucking crazy, there's a huge earthquake. You ever been around a big earthquake before?
Yeah.
Have you?
Mm-hmm.
Shit.
Like, 6?
Oh, that's enough. That's enough for
sure. Pretty big.
That's fucked up.
It was in Quebec when I was younger.
Oh, wow.
But,
That freaks me out, man.
It doesn't freak me out that much, to be honest.
No, I mean, I think it freaked me out more living in Vancouver because it's on a fault line there. So, like, that whole area.
Yeah, the odds are none of this will ever kill you. That's the odds.
Yeah.
Right? If especially if you live here.
Yeah.
There are no.
We had volcanoes here.
Yeah. And what we don't have natural disasters here.
Right.
In Canada. Other than ice. Like in the winter, we have like ice storm 98 type deal.
Yeah.
But, you know.
That'll fuck you up.
That'll fuck anyone up, dude. A lot of ice. The ice canos they had in 98, dude.
You know what? I was wanting to try and do. I always want to try.
Ayahuasca?
Yeah, that too. I always want to try like going hiking or snowshoeing in the winter and then like digging out like a snow shelter. You know how those guys do that and like sleeping overnight in like a snow shelter?
Shout out Ice Storm 98.
Whoa.
I lived through that, dude. Yeah, that's what I lived through. That's crazy, eh?
God damn.
I was in Quebec City. We had, and like people had like no power for like some of them weeks and it was like super cold. Everything was frozen and falling.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah.
Some wet ice, that one right there.
Yeah, Canada is kind of wild for all that stuff.
Yeah.
All right, we've seen enough. Fuck these people. Look at these jackass. Get them out of here. Get out of here. Fucking clown.
Who would want that job reading the news, those anchors? It's fucked up, man.
We could do it.
I know we could do it, but that's some people's like, that's like the dream position. I don't know if I'd want that gig.
You have a ChatGPT on your phone?
No.
You don't?
No.
Everyone should have ChatGPT on their phone.
Why? What are you doing with ChatGPT?
Well, we could just like read off a conversation if we were news anchors.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
How?
Give me a text for a sassy news agent that is talking about news that happened 2,000 years ago. Step right up, folks. Round for the juiciest news from 2,000 years ago. That's right. We're talking about, we're taking it way back to ancient times to bring you the latest scoop from history's headlines. So grab your scrolls and listen up, because this news is hotter than the fires of Pompeii.
Was it listening
to us? Pompeii?
That is good.
First up, we've got the rise of the Roman Empire. That's right. Julius Caesar and his crew have been making waves, conquering lands left and right, and throwing the most epic toga parties this side of the Tiber.
Oh, my God.
The Roman Senate is buzzing with scandal and intrigue. And you won't believe the latest gossip about Cleopatra and Mark Antony. It's a drama worthy of its own chariot race, folks.
Wow.
It's fucking incredible.
Yeah. I would tune into this every week.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing from now on.
Just reading news from 2,000 years ago?
Through AI.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great.
Make an avatar of me. I don't even want to be here.
Yeah.
Just make an avatar and do it this way, dude. What the fuck?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's nuts.
Yeah, it is nuts. But wait, there's more. Over in the Middle East, a certain carpenter's son is causing quite the stir. That's right. Jesus of Nazareth is turning water into wine, walking on water, and preaching some radical ideas about love and forgiveness. The religious authorities are shaking in their sandals, and the crowds can't get enough of this miracle worker.
Oh, my God.
Let's not forget the ancient Olympics. This is so good.
Yeah, I'm impressed.
Jeez.
Almond priest.
Stay tuned for more historical hijinks and timeless tales from yours truly, the sassiest news agent. The sassiest news agent this side of the Colosseum.
Beautiful.
Did they not know the world is round yet? Because if you go far enough on this side of the Colosseum, you get back to the other side, don't you?
Oh yeah, I guess not.
Figure it out, boys.
Yeah, it depends on what side of the Colosseum you're on.
Mm-hmm. True.
There you go. That's a little something.
Yeah, you committed to that. Nice. Appreciate it. Do you want to talk to us about your fucking regression you did today?
I forgot about that.
Yeah, I did a little regression today.
You've been sleeping on that.
I did do that, didn't I?
Yeah, man. You were going to be all excited to tell me about it. You didn't want to tell me about it.
Yeah. I'm doing this for Area 52.
Nice.
This is like some...
You're one of the sponsors?
Yeah, that is true, actually.
Yeah.
Put the camera on this.
Did you get your name?
No, not yet. Ooh. But it is, yeah, I read these books called Journey of Souls and Destiny of Souls and The Wrath of the Soul. No, that one. The last one I made up. The first two are true. And it's about, a guy who goes into past life regression through hypnosis, but then between those past lives. So, like, very ethereal, very...
Yeah, we talked about that on podcast 152.
Did we?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Yeah. So check that out. Is it?
Just one of them. I don't know.
Fuck, dude. I really hope you nailed that. That would be so sick. And yeah, so I got my first hypnotherapy session today where I went back into myself and spoke to my younger self. That was a bit alarming. It was actually quite emotional.
So, okay. I don't understand.
So, I was erect the whole time.
Oh, I understand that part. I understand that part. You're
for some reason
erect.
The second I'm hypnotized.
So
full I just grow.
So you're lying on the couch.
I just swell, dude.
This bricked up and this guy's you got your headphones and he's in your ear just talking to you? Or are you zooming with him?
Both.
Is he watching you?
Yes.
So you're lying there, he's watching you.
Yes.
And then he's whispering sweet nothings.
Correct.
And do you actually, can you see younger you, or are you just, trying to imagine young you?
Hypnosis, I think, it's not what you think it is when you're being hypnotized.
Right.
People often think, you can't, sure, you can make it so that someone can't remember.
Sure.
But for the most part, it's just, your conscious mind is taking a back seat. and observing.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what happens. And so the conscious mind is there. It can turn the wheel if it wants to, but it doesn't. It chooses not to. And you kind of relinquish to your subconscious mind. And then hopefully through this, you're superconscious.
So, okay. So when you're talking to young Ramsey, let's say.
Yeah.
Were you just visualizing like how you remember looking back then?
I don't know. He was naked. It was weird.
Yeah. No, naturally.
I was bricked up. He was naked. It was me. Ugh, what does that mean? I've had this dream before.
It felt so real. It felt like he was next door and I was looking through a window. And then I woke up in the bushes. Hey.
Callback.
Yeah, there you go.
Fuck yeah, dude.
See?
He's on fire. Holy shit.
Comedy jokes. Look out, everybody.
Goddamn. Yeah. And then just talking to myself when I was a kid. Comforting, consoling myself.
I feel like Clark Cunt.
Asking myself questions, that type of thing. And then talking to my inner wisdom as well.
Cause when I got here right after that.
Yeah, I was still like puffy eyed. I was almost like asleep.
Yeah, you were really lethargic and weird and like you were like everything's fine, I don't care. Like this doesn't matter.
Still feel that way right now.
Yeah, I could tell.
Yeah.
I could tell.
Sticks with you.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
It's probably good.
That was one thing, like coming away from it. Where I genuinely asked the guy, I was like, how do I get back to normal?
Yeah.
Because I feel way too in tune with everything right now. Like it does relax you to a point where you're it's therapy. It's absolutely, talking to myself as a child is like a form of therapy.
Sure.
And asking myself what the problems are and like, how can I help and what do you want to, and reassuring and all this stuff. So it is like a healing thing.
Yeah.
Which is really cool. And I'm open-minded to anything, right? So like, this was fun for me. Am I ready to be like, this is real? Not yet, but I have two more sessions to do.
Right. Apparently, on the third session, you should be able to get pretty far, and I'm really interested in that one.
Yeah, I don't want to feel like I have to make something up.
Yes,
and I can see how people can make it up. Right. That I will say.
Right.
I see how people could make it up.
Right.
But I'm treating it like remote viewing.
Smart.
Where whatever I see, wherever my mind takes me,
that's what you're going
to. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Good.
So is it imagination? Not consciously, not to my knowledge, it doesn't feel like something I'm making up. But then again, the brain is,
But we'll be able to trust you as well as anybody, like as good as any other source.
Yeah.
I mean, like,
yeah, trust yourself. That's the only reason I'm doing it.
Yeah. No, I'm just going to trust you. I'm not going to do it.
Okay.
I'm going to trust you, Chris.
I'm gonna trust. Oh, fuck, man. I fucked that up.
Yeah, you should have said something. Yeah, Jesus was right there.
Ah. Oh.
Nazareth.
Fuck, I could have said Jesus.
You could trust Jesus whenever you want.
God damn it.
Whenever you want. Journey of souls, baby.
I'm such a fucking loser.
Well, that's pretty cool, man. I don't know if it's cool yet, but it will be cool.
Yeah, I feel good about it. I feel good.
The thing I wonder about this is, like, I do pretty much pretty regular meditations now.
Mm-hmm.
But you ever meet someone that meditates a lot? They're like, you should meditate. They'll tell you that, right? It's like, oh, it's good for you.
Right.
But if you meet someone that meditates a lot, you're like, you're so... They're like too chill. Like I this is probably completely false, but I'm saying it anyways.
Yeah.
I feel like if you meditate too much or do too much therapy or something, you end up too okay.
A hot take.
And that's fucking boring. Right? Like no one wants to be that okay with everything. It just makes you boring, doesn't it? I don't know.
Well, it makes you boring to people like who are like you, right?
Yeah, because no one wants to be stressed. That's why I meditate, mm-hmm. and I'm trying to control my brain.
I see what you're saying, though.
But like, I don't want to be a guy that's just like, whatever,
if you
man.
Fix all the problems, you're gonna like fix all the funny, all the character.
Yeah, it's nice to be a bit amped.
I don't think it's.
It's nice to choose, maybe, and you're be able to switch
maybe.
It on and off. I don't know.
I just like the idea that for me, therapy, a lot of therapy. Is I cope with things in a way where I can make them kind of funny.
Right.
And it helps me cope.
Yeah.
That's like for real. Like I'd rather laugh at a situation, figure out a way to laugh at it the sooner the better.
Yeah.
Even if it affects me directly. Because then I feel like, oh, everything's kind of silly in a nihilistic sort of way where I'm just like, oh, I don't have to take anything seriously.
Yeah. I can see that.
Yeah. Like when I hit that homeless guy with my car, the person experiencing homelessness.
Yeah.
And I had to
show him what a car felt like.
I had to rationalize. I had to compartmentalize right away.
Yeah.
So I just started laughing.
Yeah.
Until I was laughing. I was in tears. Mm-hmm. And then it was good. And it felt good to laugh because I needed that.
That's what Caitlyn Jenner did.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
That's true.
She rationalized it.
Yeah.
And that's what you got to do. You got to do for your
I
brain.
Laugh until I come.
Yeah, yeah.
And then clean myself up in a bit of a shameful manner. Yeah. Change my clothes. Burn them. Go to church.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Confess. Kill the priest because he's the only one that knows.
Yeah.
Right? Take him home. Have a tea party with him.
Yeah.
And then just fucking Jonestown, baby.
Perfect. What's Jonestown?
The cult?
Yeah.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, I was lost.
The Kool-Aid?
That's right.
Yeah.
How do they keep all those names or everything straight like that?
They just come to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was, try to keep a straight face. Fuck. Let's take a shot.
All right. COVID.
Which camera am I talking to? This one? Let's take a shot.
Let's do it.
Put me on this one.
I made a joke about how I look like Clark Kunt earlier and you missed it. I already heard it though.
Oh, you said Clark Kunt? I thought you stuttered.
No.
I thought you said cunt.
No, I nailed it.
That's why I was like, I'm not going to address it.
Poor guy. I fucking nailed it.
Shit. I just thought it was a speech thing.
No. Nope. The King's Speech.
Let's see. Let's see what we got here. Artie, are you drinking, man?
Yep. We got White Claw right now.
You got White Claw?
That's right.
Do you want a little whisker?
Don't spill it on your vagina.
I'll take it. I know.
You'll take a little whisker?
I'll take it with you.
It's so funny how White Claw started off as like sort of your basic bitch drink, but then now we all drink them because they're fucking great.
Yeah.
I think you're forgetting that I'm a basic bitch.
Yeah, no, I knew that about you. I was trying to give you the benefit of the doubt.
We're going to finish this bottle of Hibiki before we move on to anything else. I'm sick of opening different bottles.
It's a good call. There's still two shots in that one you tried to throw it already earlier. Yeah, Artie and I both had to rescue it from the garbage can.
Yep.
We're like, what's Chris doing? He's throwing away perfectly good whiskers.
I just picture Wes.
Fucking whiskers, baby.
By himself in the kitchen. What is he thinking?
Yo, the other day,
speaking out loud to himself, so angry.
The other day at a corporate event, I picked up a Corona and downed it, thinking it was my Corona. It was some other dude's Corona.
Oh.
But the guy that hired me saw me do it, and and I look like a guy just finishing other people's drinks. So he comes over, he's like, I can get you more drink tickets.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, what? And I'm like, oh, no, I was an accident. I just look like there's no way out of that conversation. I was just a guy finishing other people's drinks.
Yeah, you just look like, yeah.
That's, I was like, reduce, reuse, recycle, baby.
So funny.
Clark Kunt, signing off.
Cunt Kent.
He's better.
Cheers.
Artie party.
Cheers, Artie. Cheers,
boys.
Hibiki.
Oh, fuck, yeah.
You know.
Whew. Yo, it's December something now when the podcast comes out, December 9th,
okay,
probably. That means I am 13,650 days straight free of heroin.
Wow. Yeah, but this is coming out in 2 weeks, so we don't know that.
Oh, that's right. That's my whole life. I took a shot at how many days there are in 37 years.
How many did you say?
13,650.
Do the math. 13,650 divided by...
I'm technically 37 and a half years old right now.
Don't, it's too many numbers.
Did you say 13?
13,650.
I was losing track too. You're like, I'm 37, 13,000, 650, 37.
37.3.
Oh!
Goddamn, that's pretty good.
That's really fucking good.
Dude, have you like not lost counts since you were born?
I guess not. It's in there.
You prepared this.
He's like, maybe a couple days I blacked out there, but.
Oh, that's great. I feel good about that. Anyways, yeah, so still heroin free for that long.
Congrats, man.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.
Same.
Nice.
That's awesome. Yeah. It's a good feeling.
Yeah, one day. I'll get to 30,000, then I'm switching.
I've never
going back.
Been offered heroin.
Yeah, where do you get that?
Yeah,
I mean, I've seen the guys doing it, but they look like they're doing all of the. They don't have any to spare.
Yeah.
Those guys look like they're doing it all.
Well, they look like they need it.
That's right. Yeah.
They're like literally begging me for it. I think someone killed another guy just to get some.
Yeah.
They really need it more than I do.
Yeah.
I don't really need it.
Just crushing liquid IVs.
I don't know. I don't feel like I need it. I'm not really addicted to heroin.
No.
What are you?
I'm still on it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay, good. Good.
That's all right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. I had another thing I was going to say.
Like, that's why this whole podcast is upside down.
Yeah.
it's just 180. Yeah.
We're going to get the new logo, man. This is driving me nuts now.
Yeah, we're trying to get a new logo, folks. I didn't want to spoil the news. I think we mentioned it on the Patreon, but I'm working hard with ChatGPT. We're working together as a collaborative effort to come up with a new logo. And ChatGPT 4 now actually, like I showed you, they spell names.
Yeah.
Yeah,
correctly.
Dude. So we got a whole bunch. Maybe we throw them on the Patreon.
Maybe.
I can airdrop them to you.
Sure.
We can just see what people like. Can we do that? Or yeah, I think Patreon's probably better.
Probably better. It's less easier to read them all.
Yeah, those are like the people we, you know, we want.
Yeah,
they're the investors. Care about us. They're the investors. They have to.
That's right. They own shares.
But we got a few, and they're really cool.
Yeah, they look
good. Check that one out already.
Because our faces are starting to annoy us.
Yeah.
But it's a bottom with three T's, but close enough, right?
Oh yeah.
And I kind of like it, the extra T, and then this one is nice too.
It's impressive how well they can write.
Yeah.
Midjourney cannot do any writing.
There's like simplified ones. I like that one a lot.
Yeah.
I want something I can get a tattoo of.
Yeah.
The first one's really, I mean.
First one's really cool. Yep. I like this one too. That one?
Yeah.
That's good too.
Like an old hockey team.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ooh.
You know?
Yeah, the bottoms.
Yeah. Like, Boston bottoms, dude.
Boston bottoms.
Dude, we should get some jerseys.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, dude. Hockey jerseys like
hockey
this?
Jerseys?
That'd be fun, actually.
Yeah, I'm down.
That'd be good.
I'll be a Boston bottom for that. It says bottom of the barrel. It says bottom OE the barrel.
Have you ever been
no,
to Boston?
No, bottom OE tie barrel.
Yeah, well, I don't know why tie.
It's close enough.
Bottom OE tie barrel.
Yeah, that's how they say it in Vietnam.
That's right.
Yeah.
I want to go to Boston. I've never been.
You know what? I just thought of that the other day. I also want to go to Boston.
Seems like a great time.
Yeah, we should go to Boston.
We'll go drink at some Boston Irish bars.
Yeah.
We'll go root for whatever local sports is going on.
Yeah, definitely don't root against the other one.
Definitely rooting for them.
Yeah.
Be great. Yeah, that's what we got to do.
Doesn't sound great.
No?
No.
Why not?
Not big. Not a huge sports guy.
Me either, but that's what you do there.
I can do that anywhere.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going. You don't have to come with me.
I'd like to go to Chicago. I've never been to Chicago.
Chicago's good times.
I want to see the Bean.
Yeah.
And then
you're going to be underwhelmed by the Bean.
Nope. You can't say that.
Yeah, I can.
You can't say that.
Yeah.
I've avoided looking at it. Just I don't want any spoilers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I've never seen what it looks like on the internet. Okay. You were like the Bean. I was like,
you're excited then. Good.
Don't spoil it.
Dude, there's a million good speakeasies there. That's the OG of speakeasies.
That's what I'm excited about. Yeah. And I do an Al Capone tour.
Oh yeah,
I'd sign up for an Al Capone tour.
Like that?
Like what?
Like that?
Oh yeah,
definitely.
Yeah,
that's yeah. Al Capone's probably a nice guy.
He said famously, "You can get far in life with a smile, but you can get farther with a smile and a gun."
Can you look up some Al Capone quotes for us? Because that's amazing, and I bet he's got a few other gems.
Yeah. He's got another one. He's like, just grab her by the pussy. I think he said that.
I think he said that, yeah.
I think it was definitely not a president.
No, he could have been.
Definitely not a president who ever said that. It's definitely a criminal who said that.
I'd rather be rich, affluent, and greedy and go to hell when I die than live in poverty on this earth. That is
Trump.
Woo! Yeah, that's good. You're either at the table or on the menu.
Ooh, that's a motherfucker. Really, that's good.
I'm going to say that, dude.
Yo, what?
Wow.
You're either at the table or on the menu?
Yeah.
Why has that not been in a movie? Like,
God.
You know, like,
damn, that's good.
Holy shit.
And look at him. He's a charismatic, eh?
Yeah. Yeah.
Just that charismatic smile. Look at him with a cigar.
Like a fat Babe Ruth.
Yeah, but with a huge scar down the side of his face.
Is that a
real scar? Yeah, it's a big scar.
Oh, yeah, look at that.
Whoa, what's that from? Jesus Christ.
It was from his youth.
In this life, all I have is my word and my balls, and I do not break them for nobody.
Wait, hold on.
I don't break my word and my
balls. In this life, all I have is my word and my balls, and I'll break them for nobody.
I think he sounded more like, in this life.
Oh, no, it was more like, in this life, all I have is my word and my balls. And I don't break them for nobody. And I don't break them for nobody, kid.
Thanks for the roses.
Meh.
Thanks for the roses.
Thanks for the roses. Gang, gang. Ice cream. So good.
Yeah, I mean, that's the kind of guy, you know.
He's got a lot. He's got a lot of quotes. Once you're, what's this one? Once you're, the racket one? Once you're in the racket, you're in it for life. Okay.
That's like a West Side Story shit, man. When you're a jet, you're a jet.
Ooh, don't ever think I'm peaceful. Go up a little bit. Don't ever think that the reason I am peaceful is because I don't know how to be violent.
Whoa.
This guy's a G.
Be careful who you call your friends. I'd rather have four quarters than 100 pennies. Don't know what that means, but
We all would rather have four quarters. He would rather have four quality friends that are worth 100 than have 100 measly little insignificant friends.
Oof. I'd give up all my friends for 2 million subs on YouTube.
Yeah. 2 million?
That's it.
So that's like 1 million per person?
Yeah.
Big up, bits of stick up. He didn't say that shit. Notorious B.I.G. That's hilarious. Yeah, I love Al Capone.
Yeah.
Shout out to Al Capone, dude.
Shout out. If you ever want to come on the pod, you're allowed.
Bro, Al Capone, always welcome here.
Have you seen the Gotti, the new Gotti show?
I did see the new Gotti show.
Really good.
What is it?
Yeah, I enjoyed it. Yeah, it's like the Gotti tapes or whatever.
Gotta get Gotti.
Never tried it.
Yeah, get Gotti.
Yeah, get Gotti.
Get Gotti? Yeah, get Gotti.
I think something like that.
Yeah. It's good.
Sounds like a fashion designer.
It's like three episodes, three, right?
I think so, three.
And it's like Gotti's life before, during, and then when he got caught. How they built him up, like the Teflon Don and stuff.
Yeah.
Very cool. I love like all that crime doc stuff, especially the Italian mafia. Fuck hard with you, Thomas.
Sopranos. Great. Where did you watch this?
Netflix.
Yeah, I think it's Netflix.
Okay, I'm going to check this
out. You see all the tapes, like how they bugged him? It's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
They like literally when he's not there, breaking into his place with a lookout. And like,
isn't that illegal?
No, they had probable cause.
I think. It, wow. Yeah. And but then there's like things like they can only listen for like a minute, and if during that minute they don't say anything incriminating, they have to stop listening for a period of time.
Whoa,
that's the law. So a lot of times they're frustrated because they got nothing.
Yeah, I think it's 1 minute, then they had to shut it off 2 minutes and then come back on, see if it.
Whoa, that's nuts.
Yeah, because you have to like catch them in the act or whatever for you to be able to use it.
I mean, you got to have some sort of laws, as weird as it sounds.
It's bizarre. But he said some wild shit. And then, like, he knew that he was probably being wired. So above the bar, like, three stories up, there's an old lady that lived there whose husband died. And he used to be affiliated. And they used her apartment for the meetings.
Whoa.
They found that out one time. So then they had to go bug her apartment. Fuck. And, like, show up as, like, I'm the cable guy, whatever.
And
they would fuck with their phones, their phone boxes outside.
Yeah.
So the people, the mafia guys would have to call the phone company and be like, hey, can you come fix this?
Just to send in a guy.
Then they intercept, they send in their guy, they go in, he plants bugs outside, they just replug whatever they unplugged, and yeah, it should be working now, nice, and they leave.
That's smart.
Tell me who the fucking, like, where the racket, these guys are doing, you know?
In your whole life, though, as like a law enforcement, whatever, you might get 5 minutes like that, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
like that's cool. Like you're living the dream. The rest of your job sucks. The other 30 years you did there sucked, but that 6 months you were on that one,
yeah,
that one time would have been so fun.
Dude, could you imagine your heart just fucking?
Yeah,
that'd be insane. You're in the room with killers, bro.
Yeah,
and you're there to wire them. If one of them catches wind of like, hey, let me see what you're working on. Hey,
yeah,
fuck you doing? Fuck you think you're doing here?
Yeah.
You're in my fucking business.
Yeah, I am in your business.
Bugging my fucking phone. The fuck you doing?
No, it's just, this is...
Breaking my balls.
This is for, yeah, this is, it's pastrami. It looks like a wiretap, but it's just pastrami.
It's a fugazi.
That's it, yeah. That's all it is, sir. Fuck.
I'm sorry about that.
That's all right. Yo, I got a bone to pick with Disney Plus. Fucking just hit me.
Yeah, dude.
Fuck you, Disney Plus. There's a movie years ago. This is a big topic change. I don't give a fuck. This is a movie years ago. Hugh Jackman, Nicole Kidman. It's called Australia. All right?
Remember it.
From like 2005.
I don't
Anyways, go on Disney Plus the other day.
Australia.
They release a 6-episode series called Far Away Downs just this year. It's the movie.
Downs what?
They Far Away Down Syndromes. But it's literally just the movie retitled and cut into 6 pieces. And they called it a 2023 release for a miniseries for Disney Plus.
It's not the same movie.
It's the exact same movie.
Different actors?
Everything's no, they took the movie and they cut it into 6 chunks.
Like re-edited?
No. They took the movie, cut it into 6 chunks, and posted it as a miniseries. And they put the new, you watch it, it's Hugh Jackman fucking 18 years ago looking young.
Wow.
It's the exact, I've seen the movie so many times that I started watching it being like, oh, they redid fucking Australia as a
In episodes?
And it's the same, it's what, they just
wow,
took it.
What about just snakes?
That's what I'm saying. Fuck Disney Plus.
That's a wild thing. They think you're stupid.
I wasn't trying to be boring here.
They think
I'm
you're
mad.
Fucking stupid. They think you dress like that are a fucking idiot.
Yeah. Yeah, you think just because I don't have lenses in these glasses means I'm a fucking fool? You can't fool me.
No. Oh, fuck, dude.
Right?
That is so good.
Can't fool me.
God damn it.
I'm an animal.
God damn it, Wes.
We got to get Eric LeClaire on the next podcast.
He's coming.
Oh, you already sorted this out.
Yep.
I was trying to be...
He'll be here in like 20
minutes.
Trying
to play it off. Artie, how long are we done on this one?
We're almost an hour.
Almost an hour.
5 minutes
okay.
off.
My medication has been shipped. Let's go.
Yeah.
Hair pills.
Hair pills. Yep. Hair pills.
This is all getting filled in.
I don't think you're gonna grow any back. You're gonna keep what you have, though.
Oh, wishful thinking, Wes.
You're gonna keep what you have.
Oh, I'm gonna get a fucking head of hair you wouldn't believe.
Buddy. Every leading man in Hollywood has hair because they bought hair. Matt McConaughey's bought hair twice.
Yeah.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah, I'm going to have to buy... If me buying hair doesn't work, I might have to rip my eyes out.
Yeah.
I think that's the only other way I'd be happy.
Dude, Ryan Trix, his hair's looking good.
Rip my eyes out.
Just wear hats, dude.
That's no. I've been playing the long game for that, so I am covered.
For sure.
It is weird. People are like, oh my God, it's so weird to see him without a hat. I'm like, yeah, I know, right?
Yeah.
Right?
That's true.
Smart.
Every time I leave the house, though, you're like, should I wear a hat? It's like, just wear a hat.
You I don't know hat.
Just wear a hat. Just wear it. Wear the hat.
I don't really care anymore.
Yeah, you do. That's why you bought the hair pills.
No, I know, but I don't care anymore until the hair pills kick in.
Ah.
If the hair pills don't work.
It's fine.
Yeah, it'll be over for me.
Yeah.
I think I'll take a walk in a Japanese forest, if you know what I'm saying.
Have you watched Monarch?
And wait for Logan Paul if you catch my drift.
Have you watched Monarch?
And then he films it. Monarch.
Legends of Monsters or something?
Oh, no, but I've been getting fucking ads for him on my TikTok like crazy.
That's a walk in a Japanese forest, my friend.
Is it good?
Yeah, sick. I'm easily entertained by everything.
Love
so
it.
So hard
looks
to tell
well
you.
Well done.
I am Monsters enjoying the fuck out of it. It's running so many timelines. It's running from 1950s to like present day kind of shit. So you get to see lots of different. I dig it so hard.
That's cool.
I'm a big fan.
I liked Invasion. It was okay.
Is this what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because they're like Japanese monsters.
Yeah, they go to the Philippines. They go to the Japanese.
Yeah, but like the Japanese are what started this, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's about Godzilla. It's about. Yeah. It takes place mostly from like after Godzilla's already attacked.
Got it.
Somewhere, then they're like, hey, monsters exist. But then it goes back in time. It's really cool.
Cool.
Kurt Russell's in it a little bit, but it's...
I like that.
I like how they put a guy like that. He's not in the first 2 episodes, and they put him in the front and center on the poster.
Yeah.
And you're like, hey, man, you don't show up to episode 3. Yeah. No, it's good shit. Anyways.
It is really cool. I like giant monsters.
Japanese.
Did you know... what's his face? Godzilla was just Japan's way of like... dealing with like the bomb, right?
Oh.
Yeah, he was like so it represented the destruction of cities.
Oh wow.
And he was also he got that big because of the radiation.
Oh.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. So it's, you know, something good came from it is what I'm saying.
Have you seen the over the years how much bigger they've made Godzilla over the years? Like he used to be only like 30 feet tall.
Really?
In like the first movie.
Huh.
And then he just kept getting
That's
big.
True,
and then, like, I don't know, there's like a whole scale they have where it shows. And it's like, and by the end, it's like.
This is ridiculously huge.
Yeah, that's like the original Godzilla. Where it's like, okay, he's like five times the size of
Right,
size.
Yeah.
And then now he's taller than skyscrapers.
That is true. Look at him.
Like, he's not scary.
Yeah, but those tanks are the size of buildings.
Well, I don't know.
No, I know those tanks. Those are not.
Yeah, but look at the buildings back there.
That's true. they're all laying on the side. Those are sleepy buildings. Why are your buildings sleeping? Yeah.
Godzilla. We saw Godzilla.
We did.
In Japan.
Sure. That's right.
We stayed at the Godzilla Hotel.
Yeah.
And
it roared all the time. That's all it did. Had a big face. It roared.
It did roar. People seemed to enjoy that.
Really
I was
did.
Watching people's reaction after I heard it roar once.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone was like, whoa. It was nice to see. It was nice to see families bonding.
Over things that what used to be terrible, terrifying.
Yeah.
Horrible.
American families coming together in Japan. Bonding over a Godzilla roaring on a rooftop in Tokyo.
Yeah.
Beautiful thing to see.
Beautiful thing. With that being said, thanks for supporting this podcast. Thank you for telling three friends about it.
What are you doing?
I'm wrapping up.
What are you
getting out of here.
You're wrapping it up?
We got to get over to Patreon. Eric's going to be here soon.
What the hell are you doing?
Got to do it. I'm glad we have the Vibrary Races back. Please throw in the comments how happy you are about that as well. If you made it this far, you made it this far. If you made it this far, keep coming with us. $5 a month. 128 backlogged episodes on the Patreon. Come join us over there. As always, I'm Dr. Wes Barker. This is General Chris Ramsey. And we'll see you over there. Tell three friends. Bye. They got it. They're going to go. An idiot. Don't forget to check your blind spot. Goodbye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.